Chapter 31, colds. Many labor under the mistaken idea that if they have taken cold, they must carefully exclude the outside air and increase the temperature of their room until it is excessively hot. The system may be deranged, the pores closed by waste matter, and the internal organs suffering more or less inflammation because the blood has been chilled back from the surface and thrown upon them. The effects produced by living in close, ill-ventilated rooms are these. The body becomes relaxed, the skin becomes sallow, digestion is retarded, and the system is peculiarly sensitive to the influence of cold. A slight exposure produces serious disease. Great care should be exercised not to sit in a draft or in a cold room when weary or when in a perspiration. If the child has taken cold, it is generally due to the wrong management of the mother. If its head is covered as well as its body while sleeping, in a short time it will be in a perspiration caused by labored breathing because of the lack of pure vital air. When it is taken from beneath the covering, it is almost sure to take cold. The arms being naked exposes the infant to constant cold and congestion of the lungs or brain. These exposures prepare the way for the infant to become sickly and dwarfed. When we overtax our strength and become exhausted, we are liable to take cold, and at such times there is danger of disease assuming a dangerous form. When the extremities, which are remote from the vital organs, are not properly clad, the blood is driven to the head, causing headache or nosebleed, and there is a sense of fullness about the chest, producing cough or palpitation of the heart on account of too much blood in that locality. An abundance of clothing about the chest, where is the great wheel of life, induces the blood to the lung and brains and produces congestion. A dress thus long gathers dew from the grass, and in its bedraggled condition it comes in contact with the sensitive ankles, which are not sufficiently protected, quickly chilling them, and is one of the greatest causes of catarrh and of scrofulous swelling, and endangers health and life. Drug takers are never well. They are always taking cold, which causes extreme suffering because of the poison all through their system. At this time of all others, the lungs should not be deprived of pure fresh air. If pure air is ever necessary, it is when any part of the system, as the lungs or stomach, is diseased. Judicious exercise would induce the blood to the surface and thus relieve the internal organs. Brisk, yet not violent exercise in the open air with cheerfulness of spirits will promote the circulation, giving a healthy glow to the skin and sending the blood vitalized by the pure air to the extremities. Bring to your aid the power of the will, which will resist cold and will give energy to the nervous system. Instead of increasing the liability to cold, a bath properly taken fortifies against cold because the circulation is improved, for the blood is brought to the surface, and a more easy and regular flow of blood through all the blood vessels is obtained. Morning exercise and walking in the free, invigorating air of heaven is the surest safeguard against colds, coughs, congestions of the brain and lungs, and 100 other diseases. Twice a week she should take a general bath, as cool as will be agreeable, a little cooler every time, until the skin is toned up.